BBC News with Sue Montgomery. US officials say Russia intercepted two of the eight American-supplied ballistic missiles used by Ukraine to strike Russian territory on Tuesday. The attacks came soon after Washington gave its permission for such strikes. Moscow said five missiles were shot down and that one had caused a fire at a military facility in the Bryansk region. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said the attack was an escalation and that it couldn't have happened without the help of US military experts. Vitaly Shevchenko is BBC Monitoring's Russia editor.
This attack comes amid a unprecedentedly tough rhetoric coming out of Moscow, where officials have been saying that this is a dramatically new level of escalation and Russia will respond, that Ukraine's Western backers are playing with fire and Vladimir Putin has signed Russia's new nuclear doctrine. So it suggests that Russia is threatening the West with a response of some sort to this attack.
Prosecutors in New York have backed delaying sentencing in Donald Trump's hush money case until after he completes his upcoming presidential term. Mr. Trump was found guilty in May of falsifying business records to cover up payments to the porn actress Stormy Daniels. He was due to be sentenced next week. Neda Taufik reports from New York.
Prosecutors have now outlined what they believe are the appropriate next steps in this case, now that Donald Trump, a convicted felon, will be the next occupant of the White House. The Manhattan District Attorney said no current law establishes that a president's temporary immunity requires dismissal of this case. They said the court must balance competing constitutional interests and preserve the independence of the presidency and the integrity of the criminal justice system.
Donald Trump has nominated Howard Lutnick, chief executive of the Wall Street firm Cantor Fitzgerald, to be U.S. Commerce Secretary. Mr. Lutnick was a big donor to the Trump campaign and is co-chair of the president-elect's transition team. He has in the past called for tariffs to protect American industries. The Israeli Prime Minister has been visiting Gaza, where he reiterated his determination not to let Hamas have any role in ruling the territory after the war. Benjamin Netanyahu toured the strategically important Netzarim corridor alongside his defense minister, the army chief of staff, and the head of Israel's internal security organization. He released a video message.
Hamas will not control Gaza. We're dismantling its military capabilities in a very impressive way. We're now continuing with its governance structures, and there's more to come. Hamas will not remain in Gaza.
BBC News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he blocked the Israeli President, Isaac Herzog, from using Turkish airspace to fly to the COP climate summit in Azerbaijan last week. Mr. Erdogan said that Turkey had suggested alternative routes. Mr. Herzog ended up cancelling his visit. The United States has officially recognized the Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as president-elect after the disputed election in July. The move has been described as ridiculous by the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. Mr. Gonzalez is living in exile in Spain. The latest test flight of SpaceX's Starship mega rocket has launched from the company's base in Texas. The test was attended by Elon Musk, Donald Trump and several supporters of the president-elect. They watched on as the second-ever attempt to catch the booster on its return to Earth was aborted. It instead splashed into the sea. The man who wrote Europe and $5 a Day, Arthur Frommer, has died. He was 95. His book, published in 1957, sold millions of copies and paved the way for US budget tourism in Europe. Graham Satchell looks back at an influential career.
In the introduction to his best-selling travel book, Arthur Frommer wrote, "This is for American tourists who own no oil wells in Texas, are unrelated to the Aga Khan, and have never struck it rich in Las Vegas." Europe on $5 a Day went on to sell millions of copies around the world. Frommer was a soldier who served in the Korean War and was then deployed to Germany. He said he was struck by the fact that his fellow GIs didn't travel. They were worried about what currency to use, where to stay, how much it would cost. So he wrote his first book, The GI's Guide to Travelling in Europe. What followed were guidebooks to destinations around the world and a publishing career that lasted more than 60 years.
BBC News.